I said, well, and Michael was like, well, who are you going to go with? And I looked at him, I said, I don't know, you want to go? And he said, yeah, that'd be great.
Did he pick you up at your house? Was it one of those deals?
No, he didn't pick me up at my house because I was already there. I had to do a run-through of the show right before the show, so I was there ready. So he came and hung out backstage and then went out and watched the show and my performance, and then I came and sat down with him.
So now, afterwards, after the show and everything, did you and Michael go home together, or what happened?
Well, no, we went to Spago.
Yeah.
And there was a big party, and we stayed there for hours and hours and hours. And then, yes, he took me home. And now what do you want to know? What happened after that?
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, all right.
I think we read books, though, quite frankly. We were looking at... I have tons of books on photography.
Yeah.
So that sticks out in my mind.
What have you been working on? You've done a song with him for his next album, I think, right?
Well, we're working on a song. Yeah. It's not... I'm a perfectionist, he's a perfectionist, and I'm glad to be working with him, just to have the experience, you know, he's a great musical talent, but, you know, we're going to wait and finish it, and then go, okay, do we want to do this, does he want to put it in his album, is that the next musical statement I want to make, you know,
This won't be like thousands of lawyers coming in to discuss it, will it?
No, actually, the business aspect has already been taken care of, this is purely a creative question right now.
You know, there's a part in the movie where you mentioned that you're attracted to emotionally crippled people, in a way. And so I've always thought maybe Michael just sort of fits in there. Is that fair to say something like that?
Well, I mean, when I said I was attracted to emotionally crippled people, I didn't name any names. I mean, the thing is, I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say I'm an emotional cripple. I mean,
yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, when I say emotional cripples, I mean people that are very needy in some way or another, people that aren't fully evolved human beings, and no, I'm not, but I'm working on it. And I think most performers or entertainers or actors are emotionally crippled in some way or another. I think that's one of the reasons we seek out other people's approval in the business that we are. That's why we are entertainers, quote unquote. That's why we are actors playing out different roles, you know. I think most actors, performers, singers, whatever, are emotionally crippled in some way or another.